我们请读希伯来书第一章第三节。
Let's read the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3.
我们找到请求姐妹们一同来读。
Let's read it together.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。啊，下面一句我想还请求弟兄们一同把它背一下，好不好？他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。昨天早上我们提到过这一节一句的圣经啊，可能我们可以用它做整个希伯来书一把钥匙。
This is the key to the whole book of Hebrews.
讲到耶稣基督他的工作。
This is the work of Christ Jesus.
他在地上的工作是上十字架为我们流血舍命。
And the work he has done on earth is to give his life on the cross.
用他的血洗净了人的罪。
He has purified our sins with his blood.
当耶稣基督从死里复活以后，就升上高天，坐在高天至大者的右边。
But when he has resurrected, he has ascended into heaven. He has sat down at the right hand of the Most High.
讲耶稣基督今天他在天上的工作。
And today he is working in heaven.
他在天上做什么呢？
What is he working?
啊，最大的工作要把我们每一个人带到神的面前。
And his greatest work is to bring each one of us before God.
使他坐下，讲到他的工作，地上的工作通通完成了。
So when it says he has sat down, that means he has finished all his work on earth.
耶稣基督的救恩叫做全备的救恩。
His salvation is a complete salvation.
十字架上完成的一切通通完成了。
What he has accomplished on the cross, he has already accomplished.
他能够坐下。
So he has sat down.
人不能再加上什么。
No one can add on to any of his work.
人也不能再减什么。
They cannot take away from his
work. 坐下讲的头一方面讲的他一切都是完全的。
When he sat down, he has completed and perfected all.
在希伯来书里面这个完全这个词是非常重要的词。
So perfection is a very important.
第二方面讲的安息。
And the second thing is rest.
所以三四两章讲到耶稣基督要带我们进到那个安息的里面。
So in chapter 3 and 4, it talks about Jesus leading us into the rest.
第二方面讲的是在天上。
The second aspect is in heaven.
一面讲的天是将来我们要去的地方。
Heaven is where we are all going.
第二方面讲的天是个境界。
But heaven is also a realm.
这个境界是什么？就神同在的地方就是天。
Wherever there is the presence of God, this is heaven.
所以我们就诗歌说，有主同在就是天堂。
So just like our hymn, wherever there is Jesus, there is heaven.
啊，今天早上我们一同敬拜神的时候。
And today when we are all worshiping together.
我帮你们觉得天在我们当中。
Did you feel that heaven is with us?
哦，神的同在就是天的境界。
God's presence is the realm of heaven.
我们忘掉贫穷。
We have forgotten our poverty.
忘掉我们的软弱。
We have forgotten our weakness.
不再感觉到罪恶在我们的当中。
We do not no longer feel sin among us.
所有的重担捆绑通通脱离。
They have taken away all our burdens.
因为这个地方是天的境界。
Because we are in the realm of heaven.
耶稣在天上。
Jesus is in heaven.
另外一方面，耶稣也在我们的里面。
Jesus is in us.
耶稣也在我们的当中。
Jesus is among us.
当众圣徒一同聚集的时候，
When we all gather together,
所有的心都向着宝座的时候，
Our heart is toward the throne.
天就降在我们的当中。
Then heaven is in among us.
这是主耶稣在今天他的工作。
And this is the work of Jesus today.
第三方面讲了耶稣坐在至大者的右边。
And the third aspect talks about Jesus sat down on the right hand of the Most High.
昨天讲到过，那个在至大者的右边的座，讲到他是君王，他是主宰。
The seat beside the right hand of the Most High speaks of his position as king.
他是王。
He is king.
他是万王之王。
He is the king of kings.
他是万主之主。
He is the Lord of lords.
另外一面，他坐在神右边，代表他是神的儿子。
On the right hand side of God speaks the Son of God.
只有那个要承受一切万有的儿子，才能坐在神宝座的右边。
Only the Son who is to inherit all things sits beside the right hand side of God.
今天他坐在那里。
So today he sat there.
他要领许多的儿子进到荣耀的里面去。
He will bring many sons into glory.
我们再读第二章的第十节到第十一节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 10.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合宜的。 因为那使人成圣的和那得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。这边讲到弟兄姐妹，这一段圣经里面讲到说，主耶稣来到地上，
When Jesus came on earth,
他是里面有一个叫做成圣，他是圣的。
He has the holiness within him.
他在这边在地上走一条的道路。
And he was walking upon a way.
这边讲的说为我们尝了死味。
He has tasted death for us.
他这边为我们受了许多的苦难。
And he has suffered for us.
他就自己进到荣耀的里面。
So he himself has entered into glory.
现在这边讲的耶稣基督呢，他怎么得到荣耀呢？
So how did Jesus obtain the glory?
第一个，他有成圣的生命在里面。
First of all, he has the holiness in
him. 他有一个生命从天上来的。
He has this life from heaven.
是个圣洁的生命。
It's a holy life.
第二方面，他要走一条的道路。
But secondly, he walked upon a way.
就是圣经上说是达到完全的道路。
This is the way to perfection.
或者讲的耶稣被成全的道路。
This is the way he will be perfected.
当一个这样的成圣的生命
This perfect life
经过这一条的道路
Through this way
耶稣基督就进到荣耀的里面去
Then he will enter into glory.
今天主耶稣也把那个生命给了我们
Today he has given this life to us.
所以这段圣经说那使人成圣的和得以成圣的都是出于一
So it says here,He who sanctifies and those being sanctified are of one.
所以今天当我们信耶稣以后
So when we believe in Jesus,
我们有一个跟耶稣基督里面完全一样的圣洁的生命
We have the sanctified life just like Jesus in us.
那今天主耶稣带我们走一条成圣的道路
And today he is leading on this way of sanctification.
把我们许多人一样带着荣耀在里面去
To bring many of us into glory.
这个的荣耀要比耶稣个人进的荣耀要大太多了
This glory is even greater than his personal glory.
耶稣一个人进入荣耀，很大的荣耀。
Jesus has entered into glory by himself, and that is great.
天父不满足。
But that the Father was not satisfied.
耶稣基督自己也不满足。
And Jesus himself was not satisfied.
最大的荣耀把我们这些人。
His greatest glory is to bring us.
你看看我们这些人。
Look at us.
要带许多的儿子进荣耀。
He wants to bring all of us into glory.
哦，弟兄们，你想到这个，我们说主耶稣真是配啊。
When we think of him.We said, you are truly worthy.
主啊，你真是敢啊。
You truly dare to do this.
主啊，你怎么敢带我们这样进荣耀？
How can you want to lead us into glory?
我们的主，他是使我们成圣的。
But he caused us to be sanctified.
所以咱们希伯来书讲到什么呢？讲到三方面的事情。
So Hebrews talk about three aspects.
讲到一个人。
Talks about a person.
就是耶稣基督，他是大祭司。
Jesus Christ, the high priest.
什么是大祭司呢
What is the high priest?
专门帮助我们这些人。
High priest is one who wants to help us.
但是有一个条件。
There is a requirement.
你要不要
Do you want to?
若是你不要，他没法帮助。
Do you want help? If you don't want help, he can't help you. But if you want it.
真的从我们要。
If you truly want it.
大祭司专门帮助我们。
The high priest is specifically to help us.
而且很奇妙的。
And it's wonderful.
你越觉得自己软弱。
If you feel feeble,
而他越帮你帮得厉害啊。
Then he will help you all the more.
你越觉得自己我是这个聚会当中最差的一个人。
If you think you are the worst among all the people, then he.
耶稣说，我就是帮助你。
Then Jesus said, I want to help you.
若是你觉得我很好，耶稣说我还帮不上忙啊。
If you think you're better than the rest, then he doesn't think he can help you.
耶稣，这是个大的认识啊。
This is a great knowing.
谁是最软弱的？
Who is among us the
weakest? 谁觉得自己最差的一个
Who is the worst?
谁觉得最不配的
Who is unworthy?
耶稣说我就是为着你的
Jesus said I am for you
他是大祭司
He is the high priest
讲到一个人
It talks about this
诗班书第二方面讲了一个地方
The second aspect talks about a place
我们讲了天
Heaven
但是这边的话有三个东西来说明
And there's three descriptions of this
四章讲到施恩宝座
In chapter 4 it talks about the throne of grace
六章讲到避难所
In chapter 6 it talks about a refuge
到了七八九或者是第十章讲到至圣所
In 7 to 10 it talks about the holiest place
在第八章里面把三个合在一起就是天上的帐幕
In chapter 8 it combines all and says the tabernacle in heaven
所以整个这边告诉我们有个地方
So it tells us there is a place
但是弟兄姐妹们希伯来书更宝贵的告诉我们说，第三个点是有一条道路。
But the most precious is that it tells us there is a way.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督他带我们走条道路。
Jesus is leading on this way.
今天早上我们看 这条道路叫做成圣的道路。
And this morning we want to see that this way is called the way of sanctification.
昨天我们讲到耶稣基督已经把成圣的生命给了我们。
Yesterday we mentioned that Jesus has given us the sanctified life.
这个生命在我们的里面。
This life is in us.
昨天我们提到什么叫做圣洁。
And we talk about what is holiness.
我们再读一下好不好？启示录第15章第4节。
In Revelation chapter 15 verse
第四节，15章第4节。15章第4节，启示录，主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归于你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要栽在你面前敬拜，因为公义的作为已经显出来了。我们特别注意一下，独有谁是圣的呢？独有主，神是圣的。
Notice here it says, God only is holy.
唯有独有你是圣的。For
you alone are holy.
弟兄姐妹们，这个地上，实际上很多没有信耶稣，他搞不懂的。So
many people on this world do not understand.
他说为什么没信耶稣是这么武断？How
come people who believe are so stubborn?
他说你们怎么说别的都不行，就你们行。How
come you say you have the only way?
条条大路应该通罗马。
Every way leads to Rome.
应该信什么都一样的。
Whatever you believe, it's okay.
这个人就是回答他的话。
And this is the answer to questions such as these.
独有什么呢？您是圣的。
It says here, for you alone are holy.
神圣什么？他是独一性。
God is only.
他的特别的 uniqueness, 他特殊性。
And he has his uniqueness.
他的救恩是独一的。
His salvation is unique.
他的十字架是独一的。
His cross is unique.
他的名是独一的。
His name is unique.
他的救法是独一的。
And his salvation is unique. And the way he leads us upon is unique. And the work he is doing in us is unique. And people cannot understand.
若不是圣灵开启，没人懂。
If the Holy Spirit did not reveal this to us, no one can understand.
神只有神是圣的。
Only God is holy.
所以今天早上坐在这里的每一个人什么呢？已经都是得以成圣的。
So each one of us sitting here is sanctified.
对你跟你感觉没有关系的。
It does not matter how you feel.
你感觉得很好，感觉很糟糕，你都是得以成圣的。
Whether you feel good or bad, you have been sanctified.
这叫做福音。
This is the gospel.
我们都得到得以成圣的生命。
We have obtained this life that is sanctified.
那现在问题在什么上面呢？
So what is the problem?
要不要走在这条成圣的道路上？
Do we want to walk upon this way of sanctification?
有些人信耶稣啊，就是信得很害怕。
So some people believe in Jesus, they're afraid.
因为有些观念在他的里面。
Because they have certain thoughts.
有些我跟人传福音呢。 他说我一信耶稣不是一辈子都完了吗？我说你完了什么呢？
So some people tell me, if I believe in Jesus, I'll be finished.
我也不能抽烟。
I can't smoke.
我也不能喝酒。
I can't drink.
我也不能打牌。
And I can't play poker.
我现在每个周末牌打的不能离开牌桌呢。
Because I can't leave the card table every weekend.
也不能跳舞。
And I can't go to dance.
也不能去看电影。
And I can't go to movies.
也不能去郊游。
And I can't go on
也不能听音乐会。
I can't go to music.
我这辈子跟和尚一样的吗？
I'll be just like a monk.
哎，我说弟兄啊，
I said brother，
我说弟兄，我说朋友，我说你慢慢讲。
I said friend, let's talk about this.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督他不是让我们去受苦。
He did not want us to suffer.
成圣不是去受苦。
Being sanctified is not to suffer.
成圣让我们得到极大的祝福。
To be sanctified to give us a great blessing.
成圣让我们得到极大的恩典和释放。
To be sanctified is to have a great freedom.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神今天什么呢？要让我们认识他给我们多么大的恩典。
So God wants us to understand what a great grace He has given us.
要尝尝主恩的滋味。
To taste the grace.
啊，就发现我以前都不知道。
So now we know we didn't know too much.
你晓得主耶稣对撒玛利亚夫人讲句话是：你若知道神的恩赐。
This is what Jesus told the woman at Samaria. If you know the grace of God,
老早求他了。
Then you would have asked him earlier.
老早给了你了。
You have been given earlier.
我碰到更多人信耶稣什么呢？哎呀，早信就好了。
So many people say, "Oh, I wish I had believed earlier."
浪费多少时间了？我老早信该好了。
I wish I would believe earlier.
我其实不好意思给他讲。
And I was too embarrassed. 我老早跟你讲了，你不信。I told you much earlier, but you didn't believe.
不信就是你嘛。
You were the one that didn't believe. Because he didn't know.
我们一知道，哎呀，老早就是这，老早该这样子。If
we know, then we would have done so.
其实整个圣经说，你要尝一尝主恩的滋味呢。
So come and taste the goodness of the Lord.
差不多在20年以前。
In 20 years ago,
那时候我还没出来做全时间传道,
before I was a full-time servant,
那时候我呢, 看到我们附近很多传道人, 跟我差不多一样,
but there were many ministers close to my age at that time.
他们就全时间同工好多位,
and they were full-time co-workers.
我看没有一个是快快乐乐的, 我就很害怕,
and I looked at them, no one seems happy, and I was afraid.
十字架的道路要牺牲,
the way of the cross means sacrifice.
要给一切献于神,
to give all.
担子又重又苦,
and the burden is so heavy and so
bitter. 我就是看到, 我真想觉得信主很好,
and I thought, well, to believe the Lord is good.
但是信任他们样子的, 我好害怕,
but to believe just like these co-workers,
我真想侍奉主,
I was afraid. I wanted to serve.
我就不敢跟我们这些人在一起,
but I didn't want to work with these people.
今天我们错了,
but we were wrong.
信耶稣是极大的恩典啊,
to believe in the Lord is such a great blessing.
我已经搞不清楚,
I didn't know before.
我现在才发现没这个事情,
now I know it's so different.
不是没有痛苦,
it's not to say there's no suffering, but there's a greater joy.
不是没有放下,
it's not that we don't sacrifice, but we have gained so much.
不是没有一些小小的牺牲太小了,
not to say we have not little sacrifices,
得到的那个祝福太大了,
but the blessing we can give,
尝尝主恩的滋味啊,
come and taste the goodness of the Lord,
知道他的美, 他的善,
to see how good.
宁肯在我神的殿中做看门的,
I'd rather be the watchman at the house of the Lord,
胜过住在恶人的帐篷中,
than to be in the tent of the wicked one.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们的主耶稣要来,
our Lord is coming,
要带我们走到成圣的道路,
he wants to lead us on the way of sanctification,
要带许多的儿子进到荣耀的里面去,
and he is bringing many sons into glory.
啊,弟兄姊妹们,
and today I'm truly thankful.
有的时候我还回到我以前的公司去看看以前同事跟长辈,
sometimes I return to my old company to visit.
那个房子很漂亮,
the house is really nice,
里面也是西装笔挺,
and people are dressed nicely.
我一进去就感谢主,
and when I entered that company, I thank the Lord.
我没在这边浪费时间,
thank the Lord, I didn't waste my time here.
我又回来就赞美主,
and I come back home, I thank the Lord.
不是叫你们都来啊,
not to say that I want you to all come.
主耶稣神的儿子,
but Jesus is the Son of God. He wants to bring many sons into glory.
弟兄姊妹们,
God loves us so much.
所有丰富要向我们开启,
he wants to give us all the fullness.
弟兄姊妹们,
we have to have faith to obtain this.
何况的盼望和胆量,
we have to have the courage and the hope that we
have.
And we hold fast to the end.
得到的丰富太大了,
because the abundance for us to gain is so much.
以弟兄你这些年侍奉主,
did you gain anything in these years you served the Lord?
我说一言难尽,
well, I said, well, it's hard to say.
但我最高有一点我讲已经够了,
but I can just tell you one thing.
我能够认识他,
I may know him.
那个丰富我认识他, 认识他,
to know him.
虽然尝到一点点,
although I only tasted a little bit,
无限认识他,
but I will know him so much more on that day.
那个对主耶稣那个认识里面真是满足,
to know Jesus is so satisfying.
以前我记得读尼弟兄讲一句话讲得很好,
Brother Watchman, he said one thing.
但他年轻刚刚信主说, 他读完圣经在读圣经当中,
when he was first saved, he was reading the scripture.
他就问自己一个问题,
so he asked himself a question.
他这个到底讲的是真的假的,
is this true or is it false?
到底耶稣基督在上面是话是真的是假的,
is the word Jesus has spoken, is it true?
若是这是真的,
if this is true,
我这一生不要做第二件事情,
I do not want to do any other thing in my life. I want to follow him with all my heart, because this is true.
整本圣经若都是真的,
if the whole Bible is true,
我什么都可以放下,
I can give up anything.
我什么都要把它摆在旁边,
I will just put aside anything. I want to obtain this.
假如这是假的,
but if this is false,
我没有必要信他,
I don't need to believe him.
弟兄姊妹们, 他是一开始主, 他是不认真的, 他换这个问题,
so he had this question when he started reading the scripture.
他发现是真的,
he discovered it is all true.
他就在这摆在旁边,
he put aside all things.
又是真的吗?
Because this is all true.
他要你许多儿子进荣耀吗?
Because Jesus will lead many sons into glory.
他给我们那么多的恩典吗?
He has given us so much blessing.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以神今天呢, 在我们身上的话, 他还不断地开启他自己,
and he is revealing himself to us constantly.
因为他带我们有条道路, 叫做成圣的道路,
because he is leading on this way of,
什么叫做成圣的道路呢?
What is this way of sanctification?
讲到两方面,
it talks about two aspects.
因为我们讲的过, 只有耶稣基督是圣的,
we said that Jesus Christ only is holy.
只有神是圣的,
only God is holy.
只有耶稣基督是那一个圣者,
Only He is the Holy One.
只有耶稣基督能把神的圣给我们。
Only Jesus can give us God's holiness.
因为神自己的圣不能给我们。
Because God's holiness, He cannot give us Himself.
你要借助耶稣基督才能给我们。
Only through Jesus Christ, He can give us His holiness.
今天我们借助基督的灵已经圣在我们的里面。
Today, through the Spirit of Christ, holiness is in us.
所以怎么样一个人成圣呢？
How can one be sanctified?
他有两方面的工作。
Two aspects of work.
一面是我们里面的圣越来越增加。
So the holiness in us will increase daily.
这个怎么样越来越增加呢？
How do we increase?
就圣经上讲的，我们天天活在神的面前。
To live in the presence of God each day.
这是整个新约对神的儿女最大的恩典。
And this is the greatest blessing in the New Testament.
我们可以来到神的面前。
That we can come to the presence of God.
第二方面，怎么样能够成圣呢？
Second aspect, how can we be sanctified?
因为我们这个人呢，这个人就整个是不圣的。
Because we are not holy.
整个世界是不圣的。
The world is not holy.
这个圣洁的对面是俗，世界是。
The opposite of holiness is commonness, secular.
就讲到地上的。
It talks about the world.
所以我们越来越跟地有个分裂的生活。
So we have to have a separation from the world.
从这地，从这世界怎么能出来？
How can we come out from this world?
我们一面天天的出。
Every day we need to come out.
一面天天的进到耶稣基督的面前。
And while doing that, each day we need to come to
the presence of the Lord. 这个就整个的成圣路在我们的当中。
And this is the way to sanctification.
那我们要做什么态度呢？
How, what kind of attitude should we have?
就愿意我要。
To have an attitude of want.
很激动我要。
To aggressively say yes, I want.
在整个旧约的里面呢，有个故事可能可以讲得非常好。
There's a story in the Old Testament.
我在我们家的记得。亚伯拉罕为他的儿子娶个妻子的故事。
Do you remember Abraham was obtaining a wife for his son Isaac?
这叫利百加。
Her name was Rebecca.
这利百加从来没有见过以撒。
Rebecca has never met Isaac.
以撒也从来没见过利百加。
Isaac has never met Rebecca.
所以今天呢，见了半天了，不一定婚姻好了。
So today, while people see each other all the time,
看呢，你看我看你，研究半天不一定好。
They study each other, but the marriage may not be good.
我们跟耶稣基督的婚姻呢，是不需要看见的。
But our marriage between us and Jesus, we don't need to see each other.
所以那个老仆人呢，就打发亚伯兰打发老仆人去到他的本族啊，去为他的儿子以撒找个妻子。
So Abraham sent his old servant to his relative to find a wife.
那他老仆人到那边呢，就做了一个祷告。
So his old servant got there and he prayed.
这个祷告很特别呢。
And this was a very special prayer.
他我祷告，假如一个女子来。
He prayed that if a woman
我问他要水
and I asked water
他不是给我水喝
and if she not only gives me water 也
给我十个骆驼都打水
and if she will draw water also for my 10 camels
我就他就是我主人儿子的妻子
then she will be the one for the wife to be of my
我看有没有这个选妻子选这种人
will anyone take a wife this way
结果呢那个利百加就来了
but Rebecca came
利百加来这边老朋友来说请你给我水喝
So the old servant said, please give me some water.
结果神听他祷告超过他所求所想的。
So God has listened to his prayer, even exceed what he asked for.
那个意思是什么呢？马上把钥匙马上打给他。
So Rebecca immediately gave water to him.
急忙说，我再给你十匹驴子打骆驼打水喝。
And hurriedly she actually got water for all the 10 camels.
那个女的就跑到井旁去打水。
She ran to the well to get obtain water.
那个里面讲的跑讲的急忙出现了三次。
And there's three times it mentions she hurriedly.
所以神要我们做他的儿女，做他的伴侣。
God wants us to be his companion.
第一个条件要热心啊。
So the first requirement is to have the will.
啊，就是神要什么事，我来。
Yes, I will.
啊，你要讲我来。
I want to do this.
就觉得感恩的心，就是要。
To want.
神不要一个冰山美人，不要。
God does not want an ice queen.
谁也不要一个像冰山啊一样的美人，别的不要，哎，差不多了，他待的更好。哦，弟兄们，神要什么呢？要火热爱主人。
God wants people who love Him with a fervent heart.
然后呢，第二天呢，他当然就把这一些定金呢，就给了那个女。
So the second day, the old servant gave the money or the gold. 现
在另一个问题来了。
To the woman, and there's a second problem.
因为老仆人第二天一大早就要回去。
Because he needed to return home the second day.
那么就叫那个利百加跟他一起回去。
So he asked Rebecca to go home with him.
所有人呢都 他的哥哥们他家人都说不行太快了
And the whole family of Rebecca said no that's too fast
他的哥哥说至少跟他住十天嘛
And her brother said at least stay with us 10 days
他这样的好就问一个女子利百加到底你要不要去今天走呢还是过十天走
So they asked Rebecca do you want to go today or after 10 days
他就问利百加你要不要今天走还是过十天走
So they asked Rebecca do you want to leave today
利百加讲的两个字是圣经上最美丽的两个字
So Rebecca just thinks that is the most
什么技能大家对不对 我去
I will go
这个人呢就是把家庭忘得光光的
She has forgotten her own family
愿神要我们
God want us
不要纪念我们父家
Don't remember our own family. Not to forget our parents.
当呼召来了,
but when we receive the calling,
同门清召的圣洁弟兄,
partakers of the heavenly calling,
是教条成圣的道路,
He wants to call us to be holy.
什么叫做成圣道路呢?
What is this way of sanctification?
所有以往通通放在后面,
to leave all that is behind us.
那两个字就是整个神教的新娘的条件就两个条件。
So there's only two requirements.
一个是热心的爱,
a fervent heart.
第二是什么呢? 立刻的分别,
and a quick separation.
你越分别, 你越美丽,
the faster you are separated, the better you are.
你越热心, 神看你越美丽,
the more fervent you are, God will see you as better.
整个教会是神呼召出来的, 成圣的,
the whole church, God has called the whole church to be sanctified.
越圣洁的教会, 神越爱,
the most holy church It's the most beloved of us. Not only we need to have a fervent heart.
代表教授,
Everyone here needs to say, I will go.
不要等十天,
don't wait for 10 days.
不要等着明天,
don't wait till tomorrow.
你中午中饭都不要等啊,
don't even wait for lunch.
起来去啊,
come and go.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个去的心摸到天上的宝座,
and this heart has touched the heart, the throne.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是我们的信心,
and this is our faith.
这条路, 走回去的路上,
this On the road, returning road,
所有的丰富,
God will give us all His blessings.
弟兄们, 耶稣基督要领众子进到荣耀的里面去,
Jesus will lead many sons into glory.
新约是个伟大的呼召,
and this is the greatest calling the New
Testament. 我们把第三章的第一节到第六节, 我们再读一下。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 3, 1 to 6.
我们先来读, 同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄, 你们应当思想, 我们所认为的, 伟大祭司的耶稣他为那设立他的敬忠如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样他比摩西像是更配多的荣耀好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣因为房屋招聘有人建造但建造万物的就是神摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然敬忠为了证明将来必传说的事但基督为儿子治理神的家 我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底便是他的家了这边的胆量是什么呢 我去
What is the courage here? I will go
那天利百加
That day Rebecca
他老仆人给他讲一句话
The old servant told her one thing
我的主人亚伯拉罕
My master Abraham
年老的时候生了一个儿子以撒
Obtained a son in his old age
把他一切所有的都给了以撒
And he has given all he has to Isaac.
你愿不愿意嫁给他?
Are you willing to marry him?
愿不愿意跟他去?
Are you willing to go with him?
生他的儿子,
and the Son of God.
一起我们被阿爸爸洗净了人的罪就坐在高天至大者的右边
at the right hand of the Most High.
他等什么呢?
What is he waiting for?
以便等仇敌做他的脚凳
and on the one hand, he's waiting for his enemies to be made his
以便等到他教会长大成
But he is waiting for the church to be grown up.
教会长大成人的那一天,
Until the church is mature.
仇敌就成为他的脚凳,
that day when the church is mature, the enemies will be made his
footstool. 今天基督耶稣在呼召我们,
and Jesus is calling us today.
我们大家说这两个字好吧? 一起说,
Let's say those two words. I will go.
阿里路亚, 就是我们, 今天真的从心里讲的话,
Is this something from your heart?
天上以撒感动了会掉眼泪,
the Isaac in heaven will be moved to tears.
多少人不来啊?
Many people did not go.
舍不得,
they didn't want to give up the family. They didn't want.
天上的父神差他儿子来,
but the Father in heaven has sent his son.
耶稣基督说, 我去,
and Jesus has said, I will go.
天来到地上,
he came from heaven to earth.
洗净了人的罪,
and he has purified our sins.
升上高天, 坐在至大者的右边,
and he has ascended into heaven, sat down beside the right hand of the Most High.
我们说, 我去,
And we all will say, I will go.
耶稣去是来到地上受苦。
When Jesus went, he came to earth.
我们去是到天上得荣耀。
But when we go, we want to obtain the glory in heaven.
今天就这么神呼召我们。
And God is calling us today.
同盟新召的圣洁弟兄。
Holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
我们今天怎么样走这条道路呢？
How can we walk upon this way?
我们主要帮助我们进到他的面前。
God wants to help us to enter into His presence.
我们读希伯来书第八章第一节到第二节。Hebrews
chapter 8, 1 to 2.
我们找到请弟兄姊妹同来读。我们所讲的是其中并不要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。 在圣者，就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。好，前一句就是我们第一章的第三节的下一半。So
the first verse is the second half to the chapter 1 verse 3.
我们有这样的大祭司，
If we have such a high priest,
已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，
Who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty.
第二节讲的说，
And in verse 2,
他在那边做什么？
What is he doing there?
我们讲到过，耶稣基督在天上目前最大要做的，就把我们带到他面前。
This greatest work he wants to accomplish is to bring us before his presence.
有人就问个问题。
Some people ask the question.
你不说耶稣已经坐下，什么都不要做吗？
Didn't you say Jesus already sat down?
你怎么说耶稣要领我们走这条道路，耶稣要又什么要把我们带到面前，好像耶稣还挺忙的嘛。
How come now you say he wants to lead us into this way and bring us before his presence?
这两个东西不一样。
It's different things.
你来到神的面前，
If you come before the presence of God,
你我已经不需要做什么了。
You and I need not to do anything.
不需要再献祭，
we do not need sacrifice.
不需要再做很多好事了。
We do not need to do anything.
甚至原来我说，你做些好事也不能把你带到主的面前。
Even the good things you do will not bring you before God.
只有这个办法就信耶稣。
There's only one way to believe in Jesus.
靠他的宝血。
And to depend on his blood,
才能来到他的面前。
Then you can come before him.
那主现在他们做什么呢？
What is the Lord doing now?
他用各样的办法。
Through all means.
他是君王。
Because he is king.
他兴起万事互相效力。
And he caused all things to work together.
叫我们来到他的面前。
To cause us to come before him.
留在那边不要走。
To stay in his presence.
弟兄姊妹们，这是耶稣基督他现在做的。
And this is what he is doing today.
他的工作到神面前不需要再做什么。
His work has already been accomplished before God.
我们到神面前，我们什么都不能做。
But when we come before God, we cannot do anything.
最属灵的保罗，
Even the most spiritual Paul,
最不属灵的我们，
And the most unspiritual us,
到神的面前来，
When we come before the Lord,
都是靠着耶稣基督宝血。
We all depend on the blood of Jesus.
这是福音。
Because this is the gospel.
但是问题在什么上面呢？
But what is the problem?
保罗到父神面前来，他住在里面不出来。
When Paul came before the presence of God, he sat there and did not come out.
我们常常一个礼拜去一次。
But we only come once a week.
有些人还一年来个两次。
And maybe twice every year.
有很多人圣诞节去一次。
Maybe once every Christmas.
复活节去一次。
Once every Easter.
还不晓得新去的没有。
But we don't know if they brought their heart.
我们最大差别在这上面。
So this is the greatest difference.
现在告诉我们怎么样到神的面前来。
So it tells us how to come to the presence of God.
在第八章讲的耶稣基督他两方面的指示。
And the two ministries of Christ.
头一方面在真帐幕里在做执事。
He is the minister of the sanctuary.
第二节我们读一下吧，在圣所。 就是什么呢？真帐幕里做执事。第二方面是第六节，我们起来读。如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做的更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。我们再读第十节到第十一节。主耶稣说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。 我要将我的律法放在他里面，写在他心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用和自己的弟兄说你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。耶稣基督今天才两方面的执事。So
these are two ministries of Christ.
一方面在真帐幕里做执事。He
is ministering in the true tabernacle.
也把我帐幕是一个范围。
tabernacle is a perimeter.
是主所在的, 主在那个里面,
and the Lord is within.
是把我们带到那个帐幕面前,
and he wants to bring us within.
他把我们带到帐幕, 是代表神同在的地方,
when he wants to bring us into the presence of God.
把我们带到神的面前,
before the presence of God.
是主耶稣坐在真帐幕里做执事,
so his ministry is in the sanctuary.
把我们带到神的面前,
to bring us before the presence of God.
第二方面, 主耶稣的工作是什么呢?
The second ministry.
是做更美之约的中保,
to be the mediator of the better covenant.
什么叫做更美之约的中保呢?
What is the mediator of the better covenant?
什么叫做更美之约呢?
What is the better covenant?
这个更美之约呢, 就耶稣基督在我们的里面。
And this better covenant is Jesus in us.
因为这边讲的说, 他把他的律法放在我们里面,
because it says here, he has put his law within us, written in our hearts.
现在对神有一个认识,
now we have an understanding of God.
是不要外面人教导,
we don't need people to teach us.
从最大到最小的, 都能认识神,
from the greatest to the least, we all will know God.
所以这个教导很明显的, 不是圣经的教导,
it's not a teaching of the Bible.
因为圣经的教导来讲话, 一定要什么, 懂的人来教导,
because if you want to know the Bible, you need someone who knows it.
但有一个教导是不需要神,
but there is a teaching.
不需要教导,
it doesn't need to be taught.
主耶稣住在我里面,
because Jesus is within us.
如果主不住在你里面, 我怎么教你也搞不清楚,
if Jesus is not within you, I cannot teach you.
很多人信耶稣, 信得真累,
so many people, it's difficult to be a Christian.
因为他通过见你心,
because they're trying to believe with their mind.
他的头发都白了,
and they will, their hair will turn gray.
我的头发也白了,
my hair is also gray.
他信不了,
but he will not believe.
我也没有办法,
and I cannot do a thing.
因为信耶稣不是透过见你,
because they're trying to understand with their mind. Because when you believe, you need to use your heart.
一个很小的孩子,
even a young child,
你信得非常好,
they can believe.
因为他从这里相信,
because they believe with their heart.
他从最大的到最小的,
from the greatest to the least, they will all know God.
这个认识从心里认识,
and this knowing is from the heart,
不是透过这里认识,
not from the mind.
当然这边, 我们这边以后也要这边,
but when we know from our heart, we need our mind to understand.
但这边也都是次要的,
but the secondary,
不然就不叫福音了,
or it's not a gospel.
我的头越大的人, 他信得越好, 对不对?
Or else the more intelligent you are, the better.
现在不是, 头越大的人, 不一定信得好,
but the better, but more intelligent you are, not really, you don't really know God. Only those who want in their hearts.
我们常常在台北碰见弟兄姊妹们呢, 他要从小的那边得到教导,
so many brothers and sisters will learn from the young people.
那有一个姊妹呢, 她是骑摩托车呢, 带她女儿走一条道路,
so one time a sister was taking her daughter on a motorcycle.
那个路上又没灯了, 路又是坑坑巴巴, 又是很多崎岖不平,
there were many potholes on that road and it was very dark.
结果下个山坡就摔了一跤,
and so they tripped over.
两个人, 母女二人都摔在地上,
both the mother and the daughter, they were left on the road.
妈妈一起来以后就开始骂政府,
so when the mother got up, she started scolding the government.
交那么多税,
I have paid so much tax,
也不装个路灯,
and you don't even erect some lights of a road.
只会在讲话,
you only talk,
也不把路修好,
and you don't even fix the road.
这个政府真糟糕,
this is a terrible government.
她女儿旁边开始教导她妈,
so the daughter started teaching her mother.
她妈妈, 你不是说我们要凡事感恩吗?
Mother, didn't you say we should give thanks in all things?
我们摔了跤, 你还没感恩呢?
You didn't give thanks for us falling yet.
哎呀, 她妈妈, 你不好意思,
so her mother was embarrassed.
她妈妈也不能说, 啥也不懂事, 也不能讲的话, 对不对?
You can't even say, well, you don't know anything.
因为神说了凡事感恩呢,
because God said to give thanks in all things. Because this does not need to be taught.
从最大的到最小的,
from the greatest to the least, we will all know God. Many times we will learn from our child.
有时候我在开车的时候,
sometimes we were driving.
我不小心, 啊, 叹口气在那边,
sometimes I'll just sigh.
我女儿就听到了,
and my daughter will hear me.
爸爸你在干嘛?
Dad, what are you doing?
没事没事没事, 感谢主, 感谢主, 感谢主.
I said, nothing, nothing. I praise the Lord.
所以你不能说什么, 因为从最大到最小什么, 都能认识神,
because from the greatest to the least, we will all know God.
神在我们心的里面,
God is in our hearts.
你心常中感恩的心,
you have to have a thankful heart.
那孩子可能比我们圣经读很多遍的喜乐多啊,
a child may be even more joyful than us who has read the Bible.
因为他很简单,
because it's very simple.
他对天上父神从来不怀疑的,
she never doubts the Father in heaven.
其实他没有什么忧愁,
so they have no sorrow.
他充满喜乐,
they're full of joy.
这是里面,
and this is something within.
怎么样到神的面前呢?
How do we come in the presence of God? There's two ways that Jesus is helping us.
第一方面在真帐幕里在做执事,
he is ministering in the true tabernacle.
第二方面在新约的里面, 在我们里面在做中保。
Secondly, he is a mediator of the new covenant.
什么叫做中帐幕在做执事呢？
What is to be minister in the true tabernacle?
这边讲的这个的帐幕不是地上的帐幕。
This tabernacle is not on earth.
不是人手所织的帐幕。
Not something erected by man.
我们知道这个呢不是物质的。
So this is not material.
那这个帐幕是什么呢？
So what is this tabernacle?
我们在主耶稣来到地上的时候，
When Jesus came on earth,
在约翰福音第一章说道成肉身。住在我们当中。
In John chapter 1, it says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
这个住在我们当中原的意思呢就支搭帐幕在我们的当中。
To dwell among us, in the original meaning, means to have a tabernacle
among us. 什么叫帐幕呢？
What is a tabernacle?
就外面看得见的摸得到。
Something that's seeable and
所有人都能看见那个帐幕。
Everyone can see a tabernacle.
无论你信主的不信主的都能看见那个帐幕。
Whether you believe or not believe, you can see this.
那这个帐幕说到什么呢？
This tabernacle speaks of
说到耶稣基督在地上肉身在地上的生活。
The days of his flesh on this earth.
因为这个整个帐幕圣经上说是预表耶稣基督。
Because the tabernacle in the Bible it says it typifies Jesus.
是照着山上样式所造的。
It's according to the pattern of the mount.
其实主耶稣在地上啊，我们要从马太福音、马可、路加、约翰都讲什么呢？讲的耶稣基督在地上那个帐幕的生活。
So in the Gospels, it talks about the life of Jesus while he was in the tabernacle.
他怎么样从童女玛利亚怀孕
？How he was conceived from the Virgin Mary?
怎么样生在马槽的里面
？How he was born in a manger?
怎么样长大在加拉撒勒
？How he grew up in Nazareth?
怎么样受浸？
And how he was baptized,
怎么在地上讲话
and how he preached,
怎么在那里行事一神迹奇事
and how he acted,
最后怎么上十字架
and how he went on the cross,
从死里复活
and how he resurrected,
这整个这一生讲的耶稣基督他的真帐幕
and this life talks about the true tabernacle,
因为不是人所知的
because not something that man has built,
他每一步的道路都是神的安排在那里
every step he has taken is appointed by God.
这个呢是这个耶稣基督的真帐幕。
This is the true tabernacle of Jesus.
你怎么摸到神呢？
How do you touch God?
你不能摸外面的真帐幕。
You cannot touch the true tabernacle.
但是你不能离开外面的真帐幕。
But you cannot go away from the true tabernacle.
要透过真帐幕，要碰到在里面做执事的那一位耶稣基督。
Through the true tabernacle, you can touch the Jesus that is within.
主耶稣在地上33年的伴。
So Jesus was on this earth for 33 years.
很多人挤都挤在外面的帐幕。
Many people crowded the tabernacle that
year. 但是很少人摸到这帐幕里面的基督。
But very few people actually touched the Jesus inside.
有一天彼得摸到了。
But one day Peter did.
就是我们这些基督徒常常讲的，耶稣说：“你说我是谁？”
So we often said Jesus asked that day.
彼得摸到这帐幕里面的人。
But Peter touched the Son of Man inside the tabernacle.
那一位就是荣耀神的儿子在帐幕里面。
That glorious Son of God is within the tabernacle.
是永生神的儿子。
You are God. You are Christ, the Son of the Living God.
那天一个十二个妇人摸到这里面的能力。
And that day, a person in his flesh touched the power within.
血肉就得到了医治。
And all his illnesses were healed.
那今天我们怎么摸到耶稣基督同在呢？
Today, how do we feel His presence?
就整个的真帐幕讲的耶稣基督在地上他的话，他所有的圣经的话语在这里。
All the true tabernacle talks about the words He has spoken on this world.
我们从神的话的默想当中来摸到神话后面的基督耶稣。
Through meditating in God's words, we can touch the Son of God within.
那甘夫人在简易祈祷吧，给我们一些的，他讲了他一点的建议。
And Madame Guillen has wrote down some
他说：“我帮助我们怎么样能够进到耶稣基督同在的里面。
To help us to come into the presence of the Lord.
特别我们刚开始的时候。
Especially when we're starting.
他你默想主导文。
So to meditate upon the Lord's prayer.
就默想一段圣经的文字。
To meditate upon a section of the Bible.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in
heaven. 愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
的时候。
While you're meditating, this,
就是摸到那个真帐幕。
Then you can touch the true tabernacle.
所有的字里行间里面都有生命。
Because all these words have life within.
神就帮助我们能够进到这个话语的里面去。
Then God can help us to enter into this word.
当我们唱诗的时候也是一样。
And when we sing hymns, it's the same.
诗歌都是讲到耶稣基督。
Because all the hymns talk about Jesus.
借着这个，我们开始默想的时候，我们就碰到里面的生命。
And through meditating, we can see the life within.
所以这边讲说，有一条的道路从真帐 帐幕的里面能够进去。
This is the way through the true tabernacle.
所以我们知道，我们默想神的话语。
So when we meditate upon God's word,
圣经上把神的话语丰丰富富藏在我们的里面。
And the Spirit has hidden all God's words within our hearts.
我在台北带青年的时候，我都鼓励他们呢，我说背圣经。
So I always encourage the young people to memorize.
因为常常有时候你忘记带圣经，脑袋里还有圣经几张在里面。
So when you forget to bring your Bible, you still have some verses in your head.
啊，但是背圣经的时候，背，觉得很有主同在。
So when you memorize the Bible, you realize there is the presence of God.
你想默想圣经的时候，慢，东西就出来了。
And when you start meditating upon these words, you'll feel the presence.
背圣经最好背诗篇。
And the best thing to memorize is Psalms.
诗篇里面特别讲的经历，讲的那个耶稣基督那个里面那个丰富。
The Psalms talks about the experience, the fullness within Christ.
耶稣基督在天上，在真帐幕里在做执事。
So Christ is in heaven today to
从这个面可以摸到耶稣基督的同在。
To minister in the true tabernacle.
第二方面，耶稣基督在新约的里面在做中保，在我们的里面。
And the second thing, He is in us.
耶稣基督
mediator.
他把律法。
Moving within us,
慢慢就把我们变成什么呢？就带到神的面前。
And gradually we are brought before the presence of God.
为什么我们不喜欢到神面前来呢？
Why we don't like to come before the presence of God?
最大的原因。
The major reason.
我们的性情跟主耶稣差太远了。
Our nature is so different from Jesus.
你看看，你如果跟一个好朋友在一起啊，这个五个钟头觉得很快了。
If you spend 5 hours with your good friend,
因为你们谈的东西都一样啊。
And what you speak about is similar.
我们都喜欢打篮球，我们谈篮球，谈几个钟头谈不完。
If you like basketball, you can talk about it for hours.
啊，谈 football 谈不完的。
Or football.
我碰到弟兄，有两个弟兄在那教会里面谈的，我高兴不得。我谈什么？过一天谈钓鱼，哎，不是。
And I saw two brothers talking about for so long about fishing.
哎呀，那海钓怎么钓啊？
And how to fish on the ocean.
那台湾北边什么地方钓鱼钓？
And the best locations for fishing.
两个人谈不完。
And the two people can never finish talking about it.
哦，住在一起，我想着散了会，他们老不走啊。
And I was looking at them; they never leave the church.
哎，为什么呢？因为他们性情接近啊。
Because their nature is similar.
等我一去了，他们话讲完了。
But whenever I draw close to them, they finish their talking right away.
跟台湾去的人来。因为我这个人不知趣啊，来。
Because I didn't have their own nature.
啊，因为什么呢？他们跟我谈钓鱼，我也不懂啊。
Because I didn't understand about fishing.
所以我为什么不想来在耶稣面前呢？
So why don't we want to come before Jesus?
因为耶稣不钓鱼，耶稣打鱼。你不传福音吗？你传福音告诉耶稣，耶稣说好啊，来，我们传什么打鱼
？Because Jesus wants to fish men, not fish.
所以你看见没有？这我们呢，跟耶稣的性情差太远了。
So our nature is so different.
只慢慢我读神的话语。
So.Slowly, when we read God's word and we meditate His word,
啊，这主耶稣啊，你真是好啊
！And Jesus, you're so good.
我们祝你交通犹如人间游啊，像人间的朋友一样。
So we can converse with him just like friends.
哎，弟兄们很奇怪，你要觉得慢慢我们这人心灵都在改变。
And slowly we will change.
以前我刚刚传侍奉主说，以前我这个老板就问我啊。
When I first started serving, my boss asked me.
他说你这样以后要常常到医院去啊。
He told me, so you have to go to the hospital very often.
因为他们我们中国人是个迷信的。平常人不能到医院去。
Because there's a superstition in China that we shouldn't go to the hospital.
到了医院就倒着霉的。
Because it is bad luck.
啊，是人若是我们有什么坏事情呢，绝对不能人不能来的。
So whenever we have something bad happen to us, people won't visit us.
就是像圣经上讲的，我长大麻风了，我长大麻风，大家都离开我是这样子的。
Just like people who the lepers who shout, I have leprosy.
那长大麻风的人都离开了，谁来呢？
So all the people will get away from this leper.
那谁来呢？那祭司才能来呀。
Who can come to this leper? Only the high priest.
耶稣是大祭司。
And Jesus is the high priest.
我们是小祭司。
We are the regular priest.
啊，所以我们常常祝福啊，去看望什么就有需要的人。
So we need to visit those people who are in need.
希望怎么这么想念那个老弟兄去看他呢
？I was remembering a brother to visit him one day.
因为什么神的爱改变我性情呢
？Because God's love has changed my nature.
啊，我记得我们看一位老弟兄85岁信耶稣。
So I saw this old brother. He believed when he was 85.
我们去看他，弟兄姊妹，你发现真正的帮助是我们的。
When we visit him, he actually helped us.
那去看85岁的人，他眼睛看不大见的，他也不知道怎么信耶稣。
His vision was not very good, but he believed in the Lord.
我去说，我他姓王，王弟兄，你信耶稣信怎么样啊？
And so I asked him, Brother Wang, how is it to believe in the Lord?
啊，感谢主，感谢主，我就感谢主啊，说。
And he said, Praise the Lord, thank the Lord.
哎，我说我们旁边姊妹问他说，我说老弟兄，你吃饭前有没有祷告？现在
？So my the sister asked him, did you pray before meals?
有啊，我吃完饭也还祷告呢。
He said yes, even after meals I pray.
哎，我就学了一件事情呢。
So I learned one thing.
我们从吃饭前祷告，吃完饭就不祷告了。
That we often do not pray after we eat.
你像我们常请人吃饭，对不对
？Many times we invite people.
来的人说，哎呀，一定谢谢你请我来吃饭。
So many times they come and say thank you for inviting me.
吃完饭他说，一定谢谢你这饭挺好，有没有这么讲？
Did they remember to say thank you? This meal was great.
哎，我们对主耶稣常常忘记了。主啊，谢谢你给我饭吃。跟吃完了忘记说主啊，这饭真好吃，忘记讲了。
But often we forget to thank the Lord after we eat.
啊，那以后那个老弟兄给我上了一课啊。
So that older brother taught me something.
原来谢饭要谢两次啊。
You need to thank your meals twice.
饭前一次，饭后一次。
Before meals and after meals.
哦，他认识主人。
Because he knows the Lord.
喜乐啊。
He was so joyful.
让姊妹们，神改变了我们。
God has changed our nature.
呼召我们到他的面前。
He called us to His presence.
弟兄姊妹，我们下面来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 10.
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5 to 7.
我们一起来读。所以基督到世上来的时候，就说：“神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我。”身体燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的，那时我说，神啊，我来了，为了照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。这边讲的说，耶稣来到地上向父神的一个祷告。
This is a prayer that Jesus had to his Father on earth.
他说，你给我预备的身体。
A body you have prepared for me.
这个身体是做什么用处的呢
？What is this body for?
身体为着照神的旨意行。
To do His will.
弟兄姊妹，一个人怎么样成圣呢
？How can one be sanctified?
我们常常说，你这个人盖上印记的就已经成圣。
So if you are sealed with the seal, are you sanctified?
是当我们信耶稣那一天。
So the day when we believe.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us.
使人成圣的和得以成圣的出于义。
The one who sanctifies and those being sanctified are of God.
我们里面都已经有着成圣的生命。
We have this life which is.Able to be sanctified.
现在我们要做个决定。
But now we have to make a decision.
我们的身体是为做什么来用
？What do we want to use our body for?
耶稣说：“我来了。”
Jesus said, "I have come."
你给我预备的身体。
You have prepared a body for me.
身体有一个用处。
There's one function of the body.
为主要照你的旨意行。
To do your will, O Lord.
这一个人怎么能成圣呢
？How can one be sanctified?
这个身体开始为神来使用啊。
So that our body can be used by God.
我们再请读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。啊，这么就好，弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督身体为了照神的旨意行。
The body of Christ Jesus was to do God's will.
是靠着他献上他的身体。
And by him offering his body.
我们都得以成圣。
We are sanctified.
我们再读十章第十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
弟兄们，我们基于耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体。好，我们再请读十三章的第十二节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 12.
十一节到第十三节。
Verse 11 through 13.
我们请起来读，原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，身子被烧在营外，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦，这样我们也当出到营外就要他去忍受他所受的凌辱。这边的耶稣基督他的道路，什么叫做道路呢？
He has a way. What is his way?
什么叫做耶稣基督？那个地方讲到属天的境界，
The place talks about a heavenly realm.
讲到神的同在。
The presence of God.
那一个人讲到耶稣基督做大祭司。
And the person talks about Christ as the high priest.
现在讲到那条道路是什么呢？
So what is this way?
这个道路就耶稣基督这一个人。
So the way is the person Jesus.
那这个人我们就很抽象，到底耶稣基督人他怎么样成为我们道路呢？
So this is very abstract. How can this person become our way?
在希伯来书讲到耶稣基督两面。
In Hebrews it talks about two aspects of
Jesus. 一面讲到耶稣的血。
One is the blood of Christ.
一面讲了耶稣的身体。
And the other side, the body of Christ.
耶稣的血怎么让我们成圣呢？
How does the blood of Christ help us to be sanctified?
这个耶稣的血是把我们带到神的面前。
His blood brought us before the presence of God.
耶稣的身体是怎么叫我们成圣呢？
How his body causes us to be sanctified.
耶稣的身体让我们能够出到营外，过一个分别为圣的生活。
His body allows us to go outside the camp to be a separated life.
所以现在怎么样过个生活呢？
So how do we live now?
你跟耶稣一样。
To be like Jesus.
你学耶稣的样式。
You need to learn to be like Jesus.
是耶稣的身体讲到那个真的帐幕。
So the body of Christ talks about the true tabernacle.
他在地上过什么一个生活？
How did he live on this world?
当我们去默想。
When we meditate upon it.
当我们的渴慕。
When we long to.
当我们愿意这个性情慢慢改变的时候。
And want him to change us.
耶稣在身体的地上生活就成了我们的生活。
And his days in his flesh will be our way of living.
你默想耶稣基督，耶稣基督是蛮抽象的。
Because Jesus is very abstract.
但是默想耶稣基督在圣经怎么降生，怎么行事，怎么为人，怎么说话，就变具体了。
But when we think about how in the Bible is written how he was born and he grew up and he taught.
当你读神的话的时候，神儿子耶稣基督对我们变具体了。
And when we read the Bible, it becomes real.
血是讲到我们在神面前的生活。
And blood is the life that we live before God.
这讲到我们隐藏的生活。
This is the hidden life.
血讲什么呢？
What does blood speak of?
我们中间任何人。
Any one of us.
任何年龄。
Any age.
任何教育。
Any kind of
education. 任何属灵的光景。
Any circumstances of.
你觉得最软弱。
Even if you feel weak.
你觉得最刚强。
If you feel strong.
就在现在。
Now.
你单单相信宝血。
If you only believe in the blood,
你就能来到神的面前。
Then you can come before the Lord.
你不需要等很久。
You don't need to wait.
你不需要把圣经搞得很熟。
You don't need to know the Bible well.
越简单相信。
The simpler you believe,
你越简单来到神的面前。
Then the simpler to come before the presence of God.
所有的圣经放在血的上面。
All your faith need to be on the blood.
这就是我们极大的恩典。
And this is a great blessing.
不要等了很久才能来到神的面前。
We don't need to wait before we come before the presence of God.
不要认罪了几个钟头再来到神的面前。
We don't need to meditate a few hours before we.
照我本相。
Just as we are.
现在。
Now.
神在我们当中。
God is among us.
你回到神面前。
Then you return to His presence.
神就充满在你心的里面。
Then God will fill your heart.
弟兄们们，这是我们讲到在神面前隐藏的生活。
This is the hidden life before God.
另外一方面讲了身体。
And the other side talks about the body.
你若一直要住在神的面前吗？
Do you want to always live in the presence of God?
一直不离开神的同在吗？
And not depart His presence.
第二方面，身子要行神的旨意。
Then your body needs to do His will.
弟兄们，这边有个功课要学的。一个功课就是进到神的面前。
The lesson needs to be learned here is to enter into His presence.
一个是出到营外去。
And the other one is go outside the camp.
什么叫做营外呢？
What is to be outside the camp?
就一般人的光景。
Just like everyone else.
你要有更大的渴慕。
You have to have a greater love.
而且付诸行动。
And you have to have take action of it.
当你一付诸行动的时候。
And when you start taking action.
你发现神的话对你的意义跟以前就不一样了。
then you'll discover that the word of God has different meaning to you. So Jesus Christ is the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And causes all things to work together. To cause us to come to God's presence.
你看一个小孩子,
when you see a child,
他小的时候跟他妈妈, 天天在他妈妈怀抱,
when the child is young, it is constantly in the bosom of the mother.
别人的孩子我不知道, 我带孩子这个过来, 慢慢孩子长大的时候,
and when they grow up,
他开始什么呢? 就开始看外面,
they start looking around.
啊, 他就觉得妈妈的怀抱好像不够,
the bosom of the mother is not enough.
特别外面一些孩子外面一叫的时候，他根本请爸爸妈妈把你这么着。Especially
when other children call outside, he will run out.
所以就是我们一样，就是外面开始跑了。And
just like us.
什么时候回来呢？
When do we come back?
在外面被人欺负了。When
some bullies
被别人打了。Hit
us.
打了什么又打不过对方，对不对？怎么办呢？
And we're not strong enough to hit back.
哭泣一个回家找妈妈了。So
we cry and come home to look for our mom.
这是我们基督徒啊。And
this is Christians nowadays.
你不在外面遇见难处，不回来的。If
you don't meet some hard circumstances outside, you won't return.
来聚会，等会儿。If
we come to meeting,
就这么喊孩子来吃饭，等一下。Just
like when we call people to eat,
叫你回家，等一下。They
say, no, we will wait.
你大声，他更大声。If
you scream, then they'll scream louder.
回来，待一下。
And they'll say, come back. They'll say, wait a minute.
我们就这样子，神说你来，等一下。
Just as we are, when God calls us, we'll say, wait a minute.
好，在外面遇见难处呢。
But when we meet the circumstances,
主啊，我回来了。Then
we'll say, well, Lord, I'm back.
主说，赶快回来。And
the Lord said, come quickly.
有没有母亲说，你看我叫你早回来，你不回来，不会讲的，赶快回来。Does
any mother say, I told you to come back earlier?
路加福音15章，小儿子回家，爸爸一句话都没讲。
Just like the prodigal son, the father did not say a word.
天父从来不讲话的。
The father in heaven will not grumble.
讲话的是他哥哥。
The one who grumbles is the older brother.
所以我们传道人当心不能乱讲话。
So the minister needs to be careful not to grumble.
天父看见过来高兴得不得了，对不对？
The father in heaven is so happy to see you back.
我们传道人开始教训人了。
But the preacher starts to lecture.
老师，赶快回来吧。
I told you so.
回来晚活该。
You deserve this.
就是打伤了你，像打断腿，看见回不回来。
Next time maybe you have your leg broken.
打死看见回不回来。 这都是传道人讲的话。
These are all words of the preacher.
哦，天父的为我们开一条路啊。
But the Father in heaven has opened a way for us.
是不是有渴慕啊。
If you have a longing in your heart.
啊，不要等着遍体鳞伤再回来。
Don't wait till you're wounded everywhere before you come back.
尝尝主恩的滋味。
Come and taste the goodness of the Lord.
神呼召我们来啊。
God is calling us to come.
请弟兄姊妹们，现在我们一条道路呀。
So now we have a way.
我们可以任何时间来到神的面前。
Anytime we can come before the presence of
God. 但是另外一方面，一个同时要学的要出到营外。
But the other thing we need to learn is to go outside the camp.
不只需要学来的功课。
Not just to come in.
也要学出来的功课。
But we need to go out.
什么叫做出来呢?
What is it to be out?
离开我目前的光景。
To leave the circumstances we are in now.
离开我所有的捆绑。
To leave our abundance.
离开我所有的限制。
To leave our limitations.
最简单的什么叫出呢?
What is to go out?
就从你现在的捆绑里面出来。
To come out of your bondage now.
我不知道现在什么捆绑你。
I don't know what binds you now.
我不知道什么现在在你心里压着你。
What is your burden in your heart? What is it that you have grasped of and you can't let go? God says to come out.
出到营外,
come out to the camp.
救了他去,
to come to Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，基督徒为什么很多时候跟神的关系那么不容易进呢？
So many times we cannot enter into a relationship with the Lord.
有很多东西拦阻了他,
because there's so many things that hinders us.
比如说有些人他得罪了我,
so someone has something against me. So when I pray, I cannot see Jesus.
我只见那个人,
I only see the face of the man.
我不见耶稣,
I cannot see Jesus. Other people only see Jesus.
我是只见耶稣2秒钟就看见那个人,
but I can see Jesus for only 2 seconds,
你看看,
then I saw that face. Because you have to come out of that circumstance. You need to come out of that matter. You have to come out of those worries. You have to come out of those sorrows. So many things bind you.
神说什么呢?
But Jesus said to come outside of the camp.
什么叫做营呢?
What is the camp?
营是大家都认为应该这样子的。
Camp is what's commonly agreed upon.
比那个人他伤害了你。
If someone hurt you,
大家给你出主意什么？你怎么报仇？
Everyone will tell you how you can take revenge.
大家给你包，这样什么？给你很多主意，这就是营。
And everyone will tell you what to do. This is the camp.
都是营地。
Everyone's suggestions is camp.
要出来。
We need to come out of that.
出到营外。
Come outside the camp.
救了他去。
to come to Jesus.
小弟兄姐妹, 当你怎么样出呢?
How do you come out?
耶稣基督已经完成了工作。
Jesus Christ has already accomplished the work.
不是你能不能出来,
not whether you can come out.
是你要不要出来。
Do you want to come out?
你要就能。
If you want to, then you can.
你不要就不能。
If you don't want to, then you cannot. Then he has sat down at the right hand of the Most High. He has ascended to the Most High. If you come out, then you will be in the same place. So maintaining the joy. Maintaining the presence of God. On one hand, we need to enter in His presence all the time. On the other hand, we need to go out constantly outside the camp.
出得越快,
if you go out quicker,
享受主的同在,
then you have more to enjoy.
有的是说,哎呀,我干嘛浪费那么多时间在那些事情的上面?
So why should you waste your time on those things?
耶稣基督升上了高天,
Christ has already ascended on high. We will go to Him.
弟兄姐妹们,
faith will allow us to enter.
顺服让我们能够出去。
Obedience allows us to go outside the camp.
这么讲,我相信顺服。
If we need to believe and we need to obey.
我们下面再看,
and then we want to see the calling Jesus has given us. Let's read chapter 4.
我们从14节读到第16节
14 to 16
我们请弟兄姊妹一同来读我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司就是神儿子耶稣便当持定所承认的道因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样只是他没有犯罪 所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座前，为要得怜恤、蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。弟兄姐妹们，这边有一个地方叫做施恩宝座。There
is a place called the throne of grace.
这边有一位大祭司，叫做升入高天的大祭司。This
is a high priest who has ascended to the high place.
这边有一条道路，叫做坦然无惧的来到神的面前。This
is the way to come with boldness before God.
施恩座特别为了个人。
Throne of grace is for individuals.
因为每一个人软弱都不一样。
Because everyone has different weaknesses.
他并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
He is not a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness.
耶稣基督他体恤我们软弱。
He sympathizes with us.
所以你觉得软弱吗?
Do you feel weak?
你来。
Then come.
来到施恩宝座面前。
Come before the throne of grace.
耶稣基督帮助你来。
Jesus will help you come.
帮助你得到神的同在。
Help you obtain the presence of God.
在这个同在的里面,
and within this presence,
神改变我们,
God will change us.
让我们胜过或者脱离那个软弱。
He will help us to overcome this weakness.
神实在是很爱我们。
God really loves us.
心急个人的环境,
He will arise many circumstances.
帮助我们脱离那个软弱。
To help us overcome.
我不晓得你软弱是什么。
I don't know what your weakness is.
每一个人都有他的弱点。
So we all have our weakness.
这边的软弱不是讲的，不一定讲的罪。
This weakness may not be sin.
多半不是讲的罪。
Mostly it is not sin.
讲的是东西你胜不过的。
It's something that you cannot overcome.
其实神兴起每一个环境，他为了让我们到他面前来。
So God rises many circumstances to bring us back.
脱离你的软弱。
To His presence to depart from the weakness.
在台北呢，我们有一个弟兄。
In Taipei there was a brother.
也许有人知道了他呢，这个生了个病，人家认为他的 cancer 是没有药救。
So he had an illness that people thought was cancer.
而且说他就一年的命，一年的活。
He has been given 1 year's lifespan.
这个震惊太大了。
This was a shock to him.
让他逼着他什么呢？非要面对主。
So he needed to face the Lord.
那时候我们大学为他祷告。
So many people prayed for him.
他现在神的话什么，每一句他开始抓住。
He starts to grasp onto each word of God.
那刚好呢，在他前不久呢，有位弟兄呢，也是 cancer 来到我们当中，我们有人叫张志新，张勇到我们当中来讲一篇道。
Just before he found out his diagnosis, a brother came with.
那个张勇说什么呢？他说我们的病呢，大部分就圣经上讲的都跟罪有关系。
So this brother also had cancer, and he said that all our illness have to do with sin.
他说我这我他在因为他那个教会是非常很非常好的教会，他在那边年龄是最大的，大家对他都叫做张伯伯、张爸爸的，亲他话亲的不得了。
Because his church is very big, and everyone he was the eldest there.
其实大家每个人都听他的话。
And everyone obey him.
他讲一句话呢，就是圣灵讲的话。
If he has said something, then it's same as from the Bible.
啊，他说他在那边呢，好像是什么呢？那个叫约伯记讲的，那个河马在水中将来做王。
He is just like the hippopotamus in the water.
神他让他生这个病。
But he obtained this illness. He had this illness.
要去开刀去呢。
He needed an operation.
啊，他忽然觉得什么？他需要谦卑呢。
So he thought he needed to humble
himself. 让教会为他祷告。
Let the church pray for him.
那么我呢，跟使弟兄去看他去。
So myself and brother Z came to went to see.
到这个医院去看他。
Went to the hospital.
当我一看见他的时候，他已经抓住我们弟兄的手。
So when I saw him, he grasped onto our hands.
说弟兄啊。
His brother.
你要赦免我的罪。
Please forgive my sins.
我以前得罪你的事，求你赦免。
All the things I've done wrong against you, please forgive me. And I was really moved.
我天下去降下来。
All of a sudden, heaven came down.
讲的主啊。
And we talked about the Lord.
祷告啊，圣灵全运行了，真是喜乐。
And everyone prayed, and we were so joyful.
那么我就回到教会。
So I returned to the church.
问我说，弟兄那个张弟兄他病怎么样啊？
So this brother asked me, how is brother changed?
我说糟糕了，我忘记问他病怎么样了。
Illness, and I said, oh, I forgot to ask him how is his disease.
也忘记问他肝切了一半的三分之一都忘记问了。
We forgot to ask about his disease. We only saw Jesus.
他现在不知道，就是没觉得主的同在。
We felt the presence of the Lord.
所以他说什么？他现在。有那个病以后啊，他向每一个人认罪啊。
So this brother started to repent to everyone also.
我们教会的弟兄呢，他也得了这个病，也是看起来没有办法医的。
So the brother in our church also had cancer.
他也是很爱主的。
And he loved the Lord.
但他里面什么软弱，我们不是很清楚。
So we're not sure of what kind of weakness.
他开始在主面前要认真面对他的罪。
So he started to deal with his sins before the Lord.
我就知道他有一个软弱。
I knew he had a weakness.
他的姊妹的家里面呢。
His wife's house.
他从来不去。
He will never visit his wife's
house. 他对他岳父啊，他从来不去他岳父那边。
He never visited his father-in-law.
几年都不去。
Many years.
他岳母岳父很爱他。
Although his parents-in-law loved him.
因为这个女婿是个医生，很有光彩。
Because their son-in-law was a doctor.
就很希望他去什么，两个坐着聊聊天在那边。
They wished that he would visit.
他从来不去。
But he never visited.
他的妈那个岳母给他做很多菜。
Although his mother-in-law cooks for him all the time.
就叫他们去拿。
And they will ask him to pick him up.
他就开车在楼下等。
So he will drive to his house.
他叫他太太上去拿去。
And ask his wife to go upstairs to pick up
the food. 现在菜还没好，你要不上来坐一下，十分钟把菜就拿下来了。
And his wife will say, the meal's not ready. Would you like to get up, sit up and wait?
心里去，不要吵啊。
He says no.
他从来不去。
He never entered the house.
主开始光照他。
And the Lord started enlightening him.
这是一个软弱在那边。
This is a weakness.
我不晓得为什么。
I don't know why.
他不要去。
He doesn't want to enter the house.
但是我想，一定也许往受过伤害。
Maybe he was hurt before.
也许他的岳父太有钱了，他很讨厌。
Maybe he didn't like his father-in-law being so wealthy.
因为他岳父是搞台独的，他很讨厌。我不晓得。
Maybe politics.
本来他就决定不去的事。
But he just didn't want to go.
山光照他。
But God has enlightened him.
后来跟我交通说，弟兄啊，你要去。
So I told him, brother, you need to go.
我们的主并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
Our Lord is not a high priest who cannot sympathize with us.
来到神宝座面前。
Come before the throne of God. 蒙
连续得恩惠。
We will have obtained grace and mercy.
做我们随时的帮助。
And help in time of need.
我说你去哪？
I said, brother, go.
我说你去要笑笑的去。
And you need to go with a happy face.
啊，他就不行了。我说主给你恩典。
He said, I can't go.
你不要去那边了。你那边去的话，你还让人家看你，人家算你别来了。
You can't go with a long face.
哦，去欢喜快乐去。
Can you go there joyfully?
我们软弱，没有办法。
We can't deal with our own weakness.
我们的主大祭司并非不能体恤我们。
But our Lord is the high priest who can sympathize with us.
他去了。
So this brother went.
问他怎么样了？哦，蛮好的嘛。
So after he came back, he says, "Oh, it's pretty good."
我说好，你要常去啊。
So I said, "Now you have to go often."
啊，主啊，在拯救我。
Lord is saving us.
弟兄姊妹们，神拯救我们。
The Lord is saving us.
当我们真正面对我们的软弱的时候
，When we face our weaknesses,
我们的大祭司专门为着帮助我们软弱。
Our high priest is there to help us.
让我们从一个一个软弱里面出来。
So we can come out of each weakness.
现在直光坦然无惧来到神宝座面前。
And we can come with boldness before the throne of grace.
得连续蒙恩惠。
To obtain mercy and grace.
做我们随时的帮助。
In the time of need.
我们读第二处六章。
Let's read chapter 6.
我们读第十八节到第二十节。
18 to 20.
我们先来读。借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所、疾病摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得免疫。我们有的指望如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，使通过幔内。做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，强调永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。 弟兄妹们，第二地方叫做避难所。
The second place is called a refuge.
避难所是为着谁预备的呢？
Who is this refuge prepared for?
为着被罪追赶的人所预备的。
Those who are bound by sin.
旧约的里面人犯了罪。
In the Old Testament, when people sin,
我们不小心误杀了一个人。
If you kill someone without intention,
不是谋杀，而是误杀。
Not intentional.
就给我们预备了一个地方。
Then there's a place prepared for you.
逃到那个地方去。
You can run to that place.
所有追我们的人，他就不能进去杀我们。
All those who are running after him cannot go into that city.
魔鬼犯了罪，叫做谋杀。
When Satan creates murder, it is intentional.
人的罪都是误杀。
But whenever man commits
sin, 所以天使堕落，神不拯救。
But when the angels have fallen, God will not save them.
人是被骗，人是受害犯罪的。
But man was deceived. That's why he committed
murder. 神为我们预备一个地方，叫做避难所。
So God prepared a place called a refuge.
哪一个人要脱离罪？
Whoever wants to go escape from the sin,
逃啊！
Then you need to escape.
逃的地方叫什么呢？叫做避难所。
To the refuge.
这个避难所其实就深处的第二方面的意义。
And this is the second meaning of the throne of grace.
脱离罪的权势。
To depart from the authority of sin.
脱离世界的引诱。
To depart from the.
脱离情欲的缠绕。
To the world and entanglement of our emotions.
整个人类脱离不了的。
So all these things, the man cannot escape, but the Christians can escape.
我以前在上班的时候。
When I was working.
那时候叫天天逃。
Every day I needed to escape.
啊，也常常我们去应酬吃饭。
So many times we have to business engagements.
那在台湾吃饭呢，这花样多得很。
And there's so many different things we can do in
先去吃饭。
First we have
吃完饭后面呢还有别的东西。
And we have entertainment after that.
就吃饭的时候，你晓得那些做生意的有钱人吃饭，嘴巴里不会讲好东西。
So while we're eating, those people who are around us, they never say any good things.
要不然讲怎么赚钱。
If they talk about how to make money,
要不然讲很多坏东西。
Or they'll talk some filthy things.
为什么他赚那么多钱干嘛呢？就是犯罪嘛。
Because they want to make money to sin.
啊，我在那边怎么呢？就想逃啊。
So I was sitting there and I wanted to escape.
但是逃不掉，要慢点，不能那么快逃啊。
But I can't escape.
倒是差不多了。
So about the right time.
他们说：“先生啊，我们去快下面一站，要不要一起来？”
So they said, "Mr. E, we have entertainment after."
一顿饭你请啊。
So the first meal.
第二顿我来啊。
So next time I will invite you to a different meal.
对不起，我要去教会了。
And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I need to go to church."
吓一跳，
and they were shocked. You are going to church?
去逃啊！
I needed to escape.
哦，你不想那时候我们教会很破破烂烂，是个一个很普通房子。
And our church building was not great that time.
那边礼拜二祷告聚会。
So Tuesday night we had a prayer meeting.
逃到那个地方。
So I escaped there.
吃饭地方是漂亮不得了。
And the place where I had a meal was so
nice. 哪个地方我要？
So nice.
我要那个地方，我要我们教会的地方。
But I rather have the church building.
等我一到那个地方。
When I arrived there.
我一跪下。
And I kneeled down.
一喊主耶稣啊。
And I called out to Jesus.
我抓到了避难所。
Then I have obtained my refuge. 这
个主他来拯救我。
The Lord come to save me.
弟兄姐妹们，为什么我们会犯罪呢？
Why do we sin?
因为我们逃得不够快啊。
Because we did not escape fast enough.
罪不是一下来的。
Sin did not come all of a sudden.
情欲在里面要怀胎才能犯罪。
Lust is conceived first before.
当我们看一个东西，让我们的情欲发动的时候。
When something we see causes to have lust.
我们干什么呢
？What do we do？
我们要逃啊。
We need to escape.
逃到避难所。
Escape to the refuge.
要知道我们何等软弱。
To know that we are so weak.
没有一个人能胜过罪。
No one can overcome.
若是没有大祭司，没有一个人能胜过罪。
If it wasn't for the high priest, no one can overcome.
哎，谢主有一个地方。
And we thank the Lord there is one place.
叫做避难所。
Called the refuge.
有一个人叫做先锋的耶稣。
And there's a person there, the forerunner.
为我们进到幔内。
He has already entered into the veil.
住在那个地方。
And he is living
there. 有一条道路。
And there's a way.
叫做信心的锚抛在耶稣身上。
That the anchor of our faith will be cast upon Jesus.
什么叫信心锚抛在那边呢？
What is it to cast the anchor of our faith?
在那个很急的水往下流的时候。
When a small boat is in rapid water.
你抓根草没有用的。
You can't hold on to a weed.
你抓自己船也没用的。
And you can't hold on to your own.
我们靠自己，靠自己。我抓你，你抓我，咱们两个都掉下去。
We can't hold on to each other.
谁也抓不住谁呀、啊。
No one can hold on to each other.
只有一个地方可以抓住。
There's only one place.
信心的锚抛入幔内。
We have to cast out our faith.
抓住那个锚的那根绳子。
To cast out and hold on to the anchor.
拼命往外跑啊！
And to hold on and to run. To escape.
逃离我们的情欲。
To escape our own lust.
我们晓得所罗门王是从来不晓得逃的。
King Solomon never knew the word to escape.
他写了本书叫做《传道书》。
And he wrote a book called Ecclesiastes.
他不是不逃啊。
Not only he does not escape,
他去试试看,
he wants to try.
我在我们基督徒里面去试试看去,
do you try things?
试试看我会不会跌倒?
Try to see if I will fall.
我告诉你,
don't worry, you, before you try, you will fall.
所以我眼睛要看,
and King Solomon said, I did not tell my eyes to look the other way.
我说要吃的,
I want to taste all things and see all things. And I want to enjoy all kinds of things.
放纵他的情欲,
and he let go his lust.
他说,
he wanted to do this to retain his wisdom.
但是不可能的,
but that was impossible.
中间越软弱的人,
whoever is weakest among us,
越能够逃到避难所去,
then the faster you will run.
弟兄姐妹们,
today there's a place called the refuge.
什么时候情欲开始在我们里面吸引我们的时候,
whenever the lusts are drawing us away,
什么时候世界在引诱我们的时候,
whenever the world is tempting us,
赶快逃到神的宝座前,
then we need to escape to the throne of God.
我们再读一处, 我们读希伯来书第十章,
Hebrews chapter 10,
我们读长篇19节,
verse 19,
读到25节,
to 25,
弟兄们, 我们基于耶稣的血, 得以坦然进入至圣所, 是借着他给我们开了条,
又何路,
从幔子经过, 这幔子就是他的身体, 又有一位大祭司, 治理神的家, 并我们心中天良亏欠, 已经洒去, 身体用清水洗净, 就当成个诚心和充足的信心, 来到神面前, 也要坚守我们所承认的指望, 不致摇动, 因为那应许我们的是信实的, 又要彼此相顾, 极大爱心, 勉励行事, 你们不可停止聚会, 好像那些停止惯了的人, 倒要彼此劝勉, 既知道那日子临近, 就更当如此。 这边第三个地方讲到至圣所, 至圣所是讲到神宝座的扩大,
the extension of the throne of grace.
看见我们这边很明显, 这边讲到团体的生活,
and this talks about the communal life.
这边彼此相顾,
to look out for each other,
激发爱心,
to encourage love, and stir up the love and good work, and do not forsake assembling together. And there's another place we can escape to, the holiest place. And this is the assembling of the saints. So you have a place to escape, the church. One who does not meet very often is always weak. When they decide to stay home by themselves, because they don't come to the holiest place where the saints meet together, then the glory of the Lord will be with them. And the chapter 10 talks about how to do God's will. Our bodies are for doing God's will. And this is the most important, to live a church life. It says here, do not forsake the assembling together.
弟兄姐妹们,
we cannot stop meeting together.
一直活在教会的里面,
we need to live in the church,
和教会一同被建造,
that we may be established together with the church, and we can learn together, live a spiritual life.
我信主很多年,
I have believed the Lord many years.
最大的蒙恩,
the greatest blessing, I was always living in the house of God.
It
doesn't matter, I'll just come to church, to live in the church. Not only we live in the house of God, the whole household of God will be established, the whole church will be pursuing God, to look out for each other, to stir up the love of good works, to talk about the life of service.
啊, 这一次呢, 我来美国,
this time when I came to the States,
那有个弟兄就提醒我说, 哎, 说你们台湾的同工们, 都出差了, 都不在了。
And a brother reminded me that all those co-workers in Taiwan have been
哎, 我说,
sent out.
对呀, 我说, 我年龄最大的, 我不在, 我来美国。
I'm the eldest and I'm here in the States.
我们中间年龄第二大的是中国大陆。
And the second eldest went to China.
年龄第三大的坐在前面, 刚刚出去不知道干什么。
And the third one was just in front of me a minute ago.
啊, 年龄第四大的也跟第二大的一同在大陆培训。
And the fourth one is also in China with the second one.
人都不在了。
All these people are not here.
有没有关系啊?
Does it matter?
主在吗?
But the Lord is there.
他们打个电话回去, 好得很啊。
So I called back to Taiwan. They were doing great.
不好意思讲的话, 一定要晚点回来。
But they didn't want us to, they didn't want to tell me to come back later.
啊，我们二十四号我们传福音。
So on the 24th we had a gospel meeting.
几个主要同工都不在。
The main co-workers are not there.
弟兄姊妹领会。
So some brother was leading the meeting.
一个弟兄做见证。
And a brother was giving testimony.
许多弟兄们献诗。
And many people were giving.
有一个弟兄传福音。
And one person gave the gospel.
我说怎么样啊？
So I asked them, how did it go?
头一点座无虚席，通通坐满。
And they said the seats were packed.
第二点呼召的时候，好多人到前面来。
And many people came forward in the calling.
意思是一弟兄啊，你放心啊。
And that means to not worry about a brother.
神在至圣所的里面。
God is in His holiest place.
主在我们当中。
The Lord is among us.
我们现在建造神的教会。
And we are establishing God's church.
大家都要起来。
We all need to rise.
每一个人要走这条道路。
Each one of us need to walk upon this way.
走条成圣的道路。
A way of sanctification.
让我们怎么呢？让我们在主的面前不仅得到成圣的生命。
So that we not only have a sanctified life.
而且怎么呢？要走在这成圣的道路上。
So we are walking on the way of sanctification.
活在神的家中。
To live in the house of God.
把所有的力量摆在神的家中。
To give all our strength in the house.
同心彼此相顾。
To look.Consider one another.
激发爱心
To stir up love.
勉励行善
Good work.
我们最后读一出圣经
And lastly, Hebrews chapter 6.
17节
17.
到18节我们再读一下照样神愿意为那些承受应许的人格外写明他的旨意是不更改就启示为证借这两件不更改的事神绝不能说谎好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得免疫我们有指望
We have a hope
注意这一段我们没有读这一段讲什么呢
What does this section talk about
神对亚伯罕应许和发誓启示
God has promised to Abraham
神对亚伯罕应许的时候是创世纪第十二章
That was in Genesis chapter 12
神对亚伯罕发誓的时候是创世纪第二十二章。
And when he swore to Abraham, that was Genesis chapter 22.
把这两个东西放在一起。
And this passage here put these two things
together. 有两个不更改的事。
There are two immutable things.
神应许不会改变。
God's promise can never change.
但是神不只光应许。
But he did not only promise.
神还要启示。
He swore.
启示两件事坚固我们的信心。
These two things will confirm our faith.
让我们有盼望。
That we have hope.
这到底讲什么呢
What is it talking about?
因为这两节圣经是创世十二章跟二十二章所运用的
Because this passage uses Genesis 12 and 22.
十二章是亚伯拉罕七十五岁的时候神对他讲话
In Genesis 12, Abraham was 75.
二十二章是亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候神对他讲话
In chapter 22 is when when he was
亚伯拉罕生以撒是一百岁
When he had Isaac, he was 100.
献以撒，以撒大概是十五岁。
When he was offering Isaac, Isaac was about 15.
中间隔了多少年呢
How many years in between?
隔了四十年
40 years.
这讲什么呢
What is it talking about?
为什么神不是一下子干脆给亚伯拉罕算了吗
So why didn't God swore at the same time?
七十五岁就给了他算了吗
Why don't you just give him all
为什么一百岁才给他呢
Why didn't he give
为什么到一百一十五岁还在拿走再要试验他呢
Why didn't Isaac have to be Why didn't he give Isaac only 100
years old? 神给我们这么大让我们可以来到他面前的祝福
He wants to give us such great things so he can bless us. So we can have a life to be sanctified. And he will lead us into the way of sanctification. So he could give us quickly all of a sudden. Why did God speak these things? Because he wants to give us one more thing. To establish within us.
建造什么呢?
What does he want to build up?
建造一种品格叫做坚忍的品格。
To build up a character of perseverance.
我们人所有的心中伟大的人他最伟大的点就是他的坚韧
All the great characters in the Bible their characteristic is
不是没有难处
It's not that they don't have difficulty
难处我不放弃
But we will not be discouraged
不是不会失望
It's not that they were not discouraged
失望还往前
But while being discouraged they will still go forward
神自己有最伟大的品格就坚韧
And that's his characteristic is to be persevere
神是忍耐的神
He is patient.
神要最伟大把这个品格建造在你在我的里面。
And he wants to build this character in you and me.
我们常常软弱失败。
Many times we are weak and fail.
我们又犯罪的呢。
And many times we sin.
算了吧。
So we just give up?
不能算了。
No, we cannot give up.
还要逃到避难所。
We need to escape to the refuge.
我失败我只能还要逃。
When I fail, I still need to rise and escape.
因为不是这个神，我失败跟逃的问题。
Because not not the problem.
神要建造一个坚韧在我的里面。
Not a problem of failing, but God wants to build a character of perseverance.
要一直忍耐到底。
That's why in Hebrews it says, hold on fast till the end.
这是神儿女最伟大的性格。
And this is the greatest characteristic of all children of God. And this is his greatest characteristic.
基督徒的伟大不在于我们多少才智。
It's not because we are intelligent or wisdom.
在于我们的信心。
But our greatest treasure is our faith.
在于我们的盼望。
Our hope.
无论怎么样我们有盼望。
Doesn't matter what happens, we have hope.
Morrison 是英国人到中国来传福音。
Morrison was an Englishman who came to China to preach the gospel.
9年才救了头一个人。
After 9 years, he saved one person.
救了个孤儿叫做梁发。
It's an orphan.
他那个孤儿后来成为中国头一个传道人。
And this orphan became the first minister in China.
再过了4年才救了第二个人。
And 4 more years, he saved the second person.
这个缅甸之父到缅甸去。
And it was a Burmese.
他的美国人到了缅甸，9年才救了头一个缅甸人。
And this person.
他到了缅甸9年才救了头一个缅甸人。
He went to Burma for 9 years before he actually saved one person.
William Carey 到印度去。
And William Carey went to India.
9年才救了头一个印度人。
After 9 years, he only saved one Indian.
他翻译印度文的圣经。
And he translated Bible into Indian.
他翻译了好几个 version， 很印度文有15个主要的方言。
Because there were 12 tribal languages in India.
他翻译到第三个翻完的时候。
And when after he finished the third one,
一把火把他所有东西都烧光了。
A fire burned up everything he had.
他的图书馆、他的文字、他的印刷机、他的纸，通通一把火就烧光了。
It burned up all his library and his books and his printing.
等那天早上，他们同工们在那看的时候。
And the second day, when all the coworkers were standing around,
同工讲了一句话。
And one coworker said,
在这个面前
，in front of this,
我们第一件事还是跪下来赞美神。
First thing we have to kneel down and thank the Lord.
这叫坚韧的品格。
This is characteristics of perseverance. After 1.5 years, everything was restored. God wants us to have this perseverance character. We want to go on.
整个希伯来书，我们离开基督道理的开端。
And
希伯来书六章离开基督道理的开端，六章第一节。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, is leaving the discussion of elementary principles.
进到完全的地步。
Let us go on to perfection.
今天我们艰难都很大。
And we face great difficulties today.
正是考验我们是对神的信心。
And this is testing our faith
to God. 我们难处越大。
The greater the difficulty,
你们的信心越有把握。
But the more assurance we have about faith,
忍耐到底的都必得救。
Those who hold fast to the end will be saved.
感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
升上高天。
He has ascended on high.
坐在至大者的右边。
He has sat down at the right hand of the Most High.
回到我们的里面。
And he has returned in our heart.
And
he is leading us to a great glory. In glory, we will enter into holiness. And he is cultivating a persevering character in us.
基督徒打不倒了。
You can never beat the Christian.
打倒了也不会死亡。
Even if you beat him, he will not die. 你的
生命太荣耀了。
Because we have such a glorious life. But we need
a state. 我们再唱一首诗歌的一两节就好了，好吧？我们。